God's the only one who knows that.
But we should go about our lives in preparation for that time. So, do we stop all association with others, believers, and board ourselves up in our own isolation and wait for that time? No. No. We come together. We come together. And we continue to lift one another up. So don't stop meeting together with other believers. That was the message in Hebrews. Verse 24, and let us consider each other carefully for the purpose of sparking love and good deeds. Encouraging one another. Don't stop meeting together with other believers, which some people have gotten into the habit of doing. Indeed, encourage each other, especially as you see the day drawing near. The church is inside of each and every one of us. So, we have a certain value system, do we not? We have a certain value system. We're not going to go out and violate our belief systems, right? But let me tell you, there's others around the world and others even in this country that don't have the same values as us. So I think we're in a battle right now. And that battle is going to continue to grow into a fierce war. Unfortunately, I fear over the value. What one believes. Even Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said to love one another. Did he not? He said to love one another. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the number one thing is love God. With all your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind. With that kind of commandment, it runs counter to our value system. To hate one another, does it not? So there's a lot of hatred out there. Even in this country, there's a lot of hatred out there. It's up to us as believers to come together, to continue to meet with one another, to encourage one another, and to go out and fight the good fight, making disciples of Christ, changing one person's belief system at a time. I well and truly believe that there is an answer. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. That we do not have to live in fear of gathering in a stadium. Right now we're thinking about Paris. Pray that it doesn't happen. But all it takes is for us silent majority to continue to be silent. To continue to put our values under a bushel basket and not share them with others. And not let our light shine. My prayer is we continue to gather. We continue to celebrate the risen Christ. We continue to believe the truths of Jesus. And we share that belief with others. Let us pray.